As I mentioned, my name is Paul Davis, and I'm the vice chair of the board for the Foundation of Mid-South. I've been with the foundation for about 2.5 years now. The organization is a great organization, and I think the partnership that we've, newfound partnership that we have with the Jones Center is one is outstanding.
The Foundation for the Mid-South is a regional organization dedicated to improving lives by expanding knowledge in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. During a press conference last Friday, the organization gave a $100,000 grant to the Jones Center. Karen Parker, senior manager of the Walmart Foundation, was also in attendance, and she awarded the center with a grant worth more than $250,000. The grant will support the implementation of several of the Jones Center's youth programs.
We have worked with the Jones Center as a partner for many years, and we are very interested in contributing to programmatic needs of organizations. And so this was a need that they brought to us. They have many children involved in their summer program, and the spring break week is always a huge success. And yet, many children, so you need some supporters for those programs. And so that's what they addressed, came to us for consideration, and our council met, and absolutely we were happy to do it.
The grant from the Walmart Foundation will also support the 7th Annual Backpack Day. Walmart was the program's founding sponsor, as well as the presenting sponsor for Backpack Day 2010.
Backpacks are handed out each year before school starts, and it's a new backpack, and it's full of new school supplies. Because really, school supplies, when you think about it, especially if you have, two children or three children, it can definitely add up very quickly. And this was just one idea that we worked with when the Jones Center just saying what's a need that we could help address, and there are expenses that go with back to school, and so this is just something that we were happy to help with.
Tina Hodney, vice chair of the Jones Center's Development Council, says the support of organizations like the Foundation for the Mid-South and the Walmart Foundation help the Jones Center continue providing a variety of services to the community.
Well, I think as our executive director said, the partnerships help us move forward. They help us reach out to the community in ways that otherwise we wouldn't have been able to. We have a $4 million budget to keep this place up and running, to keep the utilities on, to keep the pool heated, to keep the ice frozen. And so we need all sorts of partners, corporate partners, foundational partners. We need community support as well to keep the Jones Center open so that everybody can enjoy it.
With the current state of the economy, Hodney says even more people are using the Jones Center services.
We offer so many types of activities and educational classes, health education, just a number of different kinds of programs for free or for very, very little. And so the programs that we can offer here, especially when the economy is not doing so great and gas prices are going up and people have less and less money in their pocket to spend, they can get quality programs, access to the swimming pool and the ice rink and to the gym and the computer center for practically nothing. And I think that as the economy worsens, our usership grows because people maybe can't afford the gym membership anymore, and they can't afford some of the other things, the luxury things that they used to do. And this provides a great place for family activities as well as educational outlets.
More information is available at thejonescenter.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.